Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Aleph, Omud Aleph. We're in the second volume of the Dirsha Mishneh Berurah. And today, Yemir Tzashem, we are starting Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, which deals with specifics of the benching itself, some of the details of the Nusach of benching. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph and he says, Yesh Omrim, he brings us down from the Torah, that people would have the custom that they would say, before benching, as we'll see, Baruch Mazbia Lore'evim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being the one who satiates those that are hungry. But the Mechaber says, V'ein li omro, it's improper to say this, V'amosif goreya, because actually saying more is actually sometimes saying less. There's no limit to the praise that we could give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're supposed to follow exactly what Chazal tell us to say. When we add on our own, we're actually minimizing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say exactly what Chazal said, so then we're doing the right thing. Now, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Aleph explains, Hainu shayu noagim lomar kodim hascholas birchas hamazon. This statement, Baruch Mazbir Revim, as I mentioned, was made before they would start the benching. Sifkat Beis, Hamosiv Goreyev, somebody adds, he's actually subtracting. Dehin lo osif amat beya shetavu chachamim. It's improper to add anything to the coinage that the rabbis coined. In other words, the text of the brachos that the rabbis instituted are exact and specific, and one should not add anything to them. It's a famous story in the Gemara about one of the Amoraim that went up before the Amud, and he started to say, Akel HaGadol, Higibor V'Norah, and he kept on going, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was very happy with his praise, and afterwards he asked his Rebbe, did I do the right thing? And the Rebbe said, why did you stop over there? A person should have praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu much, much more. By adding those praises, you actually diminished the status of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you seem to imply that only those extra adjectives that you said was all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, when he's really truly everything. He's omnipotent. And therefore, by limiting your praise, which a human being can only do, you're actually minimizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we must stick with the text the Chazal instituted, because that is what the praise that we're allowed to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That is the maximum, so to say, that we can give. By adding on more, we're actually minimizing it. This idea of Hamosiv Goreh is a very important idea in halacha. In any event, the Mishneh Berurah continues and he says some additional diyukim in the benching. Lo yomar, a person shouldn't say, ki li olam chazdo imanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does tremendous kindness with us, ki chasodav heim im kolchoi, because the chasodim that he does are with everybody, not only with us. Furthermore, the nusach is sho'atozon, not she'atozon. There's a komatz tachas hashin instead of a segol. Furthermore, anachnu modim, we should say anachnu, the word anachnu, rather than velo, anu, because the word anu, which sounds a lot like it means the same thing as anachnu, implies huloshun aninus. It implies a loshun of being an onain, a lashon of being in an avelus, and therefore we don't say anu modim. Furthermore, we say befi kol chai velo befe kol chai. As Dirsha footnote 1 brings down, however, in Baruch Shammai, there are many that do say the girsa befe rather than befi. In any event, we continue with the benching. Mishneh Berurah says we say re'enu bishva, re'enu, underneath the reish, tachas reish, velo b'cholim, and not ro'enu, because Re'enu ki hu lashon bakosha, and we're supposed to be using a lashon of bakosha, of requests from Hashem over here, rather than something else. The issue footnote number 2 brings down the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He wants to suggest that on Shabbos you should say a different girsa. This is based upon the Arizal, and you should say ro'enu. And this is also, Likutim Ariach says this, that they would say on Shabbos ro'enu zoneinu, because that's not a Lashon Bakosha. However, he concludes and he says, Minhagenu Shalol Shanos Klal B'Shabbos Mimatbei HaBracha B'Chol. That he says, no, the bracha of benching on Shabbos is exactly the same as the bracha on Chol. And he says, this is obviously the opinion of the Mishneh Berurah for the fact that he doesn't mention anything over here on Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, Umitamze, for this reasoning, Tzorech Lomar Zuneinu B'Melafim. We say over here, Zuneinu, with an U sound rather than O, Zoneinu. Then we also say, Lo Chasar Lanu, the Al Yachsar Lanu. This is brought down the name of the Al Yerab and the name of the Shalah. And that again, most of these diukim over here that the Mishneh Berurah brings down are in fact the nusach that you find in most common Ashkenazic benches. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im Omar bimkom birchas hazon. If instead of saying the first brach of benching, hazon is a kol, the nusuk that we have it, a person instead states, what's brought down in the Gemara, birich rachmona malkomore dahai pita. If he says, I'm blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here, rachmona, who is the melech, the more, the master of the high pita, of this bread, so then, b'di'evid yotza, the person is yotza, his chi of benching. Now, what exactly do we mean by this? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel says, ulefi ma shekosav ha-mechaba l'kama m'simen reisha dalet, but we'll learn over there in Simen reisha dalet, when it deals with lochos of brachos, that there is this alternate Aramaic form of a bracha that one can make under certain situations. It'll be Myri Domer Malko di Oma. It's not enough to say just Melech, but you have to say Melech HaHolam, the king of the world. And see what we wrote over there. And the issue foot number 3 brings it down that there's a whole discussion there. If you leave out the word HaHolam, Lo Yotzi de Chavoso, you have to say Mari di Alma. So you can't just say Mari as we have over here. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halach over there, right? Shadaz HaEven HaOzer. If you're not sure, you don't have to go back. How do we pass in Ladina? It brings down from the Bir Halach over there. Im Omar Melech Levad below Teva Solom. If you just said Melech, you do have to go back and repeat the bracha. That's not a full bracha. However, if you said Ha Melech, Hey Hayidia, implying that it's the king, which would imply the king of the world, so then Mistab Rishenu Chozu Vrach. You don't have to go back. In any event, we see that you ideally should say Mare the Alma, if you're using this nusach over here. But, as we'll see in a moment, you shouldn't use this nusach except under extenuating circumstances. And in Sifkot and Dalet, the Mishnah brings down Yidei Bracha Rishona, that you only yotze over here the Bracha Rishona, which is the Bracha of Hazon, Shibirchas Hazon. V'av Shekitzim Oda Bracha. And even though you just said over here 6-7 words, so it's much, much shortened the bracha. V'lo amar in kinusil shetiknu chacham miloshen hakodesh, and he didn't say hazon es olam chlobu tvav chetzer etc. The whole nusach. Nevertheless, afilu hachi yotze b'di'evit. You are yotze b'di'evit because hoel v'hiskir shem. You did mention Hashem's name, and you said rachmana. The Hashem yisparach hayukorin usul b'loshen rachmana. So you did mention Hashem. You mentioned malchus, as we pointed out, either malko the alma or malka. The inyan habracha, and you did mention something about the context of the bracha. Thank you for this bread, hazon es hakol. So therefore, you are yotze b'di'evid with this Aramaic lashon. The issue foot number 4 brings down a very fascinating din from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. He says if somebody doesn't know benching by heart, he doesn't have a bencher, and he knows he has to bench, what should he do? So Rav Moshe brings down that you could say bari nefashos, the bracha that we're all familiar with when you make after a shahakol, for example, you say bari nefashos, rabos v'chasonan. So he says that also technically includes all of the things that you have mentioned in benching, and b'di'evit, he says you should say this. However, he brings down over here from the Shira Shabbos Kehilchasa that if you do eventually get a bencher before the Zman for benching has passed, so you weren't really Yotze with this Bari Nefashos, and then you should have to bench again. Because this is the Bracha Daraisa, and granted that the Bari Nefashos may have been the best you could do, but when you can do better, when you get a bencher, you certainly have to repeat the entire benching. Again, assuming that it's still Zman for benching, it's not past the Zman equal, past the 72 minutes, past the time for digestion that we talked about in the previous Simonim. Now we go back to Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Umashmod, it furthermore makes sense, the Ledea Rishona, according to this first opinion, it says over here, that you can just say, Brich Rachmona, Malko, Morei, Dai, Pita, Avshlo, Chitem, even though you didn't have a concluding brach over here, you didn't have a Chasima, Gam, Ke, Mahani, it does work. The Av, the Kaimalom, Dibemokom, Sharmu, Lachtom, Eina, Rasha, Ela, Shalom, Lachtom, even though we'll learn later on that the Halach is when the rabbi set up that a bracha has to have a chasima, if you're not chosim the bracha, you really aren't doing it right. Nevertheless, Mikom Mokom, Bidiyevit Yotze, you would be Yotze Bidiyevit. That's according to this opinion. Vadea Shinia Sviralon, the second version opinion, however, the Huli Kuva Af Bidiyevit would say that no, this is no good over here. If you didn't do a chasima, then you would not be Yotze. And that's what the Mechaber tells us over here. V'yeshomim shetzorich sheyachtom berich rachmona dezon kola. So that's the opinion that he brings down here in the name of the Rashba that I'm reading now from the Mechaber. That's the second opinion that the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. So the first opinion that we brought down over here, that's in the Gemara and Brachos, that if you said just the text that we had, Brich Rachmona Malkum Mori Dai Pita, you would be Yotze Bidiyevet. But the second opinion, the Yeshomim that the Mechaber brings down, the name of the Rashba, would say that no, if you didn't end it off with a Chasima, you're not Yotze even Bidiyevet. How do we paskin? Ayin bebach shekosav, the nirali leikor adeh hazo, that the second opinion is the more correct one, that you do have to have a chasima, vevio be'el yorabba, and this is also brought down by the el yorabba. The Mishnah Berurah adds, v'nei kol zehu dafka b'dieved. Now, this whole discussion is only b'dieved. L'chatchila, avo l'chatchila, l'kulei ama, everybody agrees, ein l'shanos klal minusach habrocha shetik milon l'chacham mzal. Everybody agrees that l'chatchila, you should say the exact nusach of the benching that we have, and not use this Aramaic form, with or without an Aramaic chasima over here. That is only a b'dieved situation. Okamoshim avor b'rambam perikalav mikriyashma perikalav minuchos brocha. So this is stated in the Rambam clearly. It furthermore is understood from the Achronim, the Yelodim Kitanim, for very young children, for very young children, you can teach them a much, much more abbreviated form, such as Brich Rachmona Malkum Mori Dahai Pita, because they can't say yet the entire thing. And this certainly will be a good way to start them, inculcating them in them to bench. And likewise, to say a little bit of each bracha in a fashion similar to this to get them started to be mechanic them so they'll eventually be able to say the whole benching. Until eventually the child, even though they're pretty young, they'll be able to bench. And this is what we do in our yeshivas. We teach the children to say the brachos. We teach them a bracha at a time. We teach them as much as we can to get them to understand. So by the time they're 5, 6, 7 years old, many of these children are benching beautifully, even though they may not fully understand it, but at least they're learning the words and they're learning the nusach and preparing themselves to bench properly when they get older. The Chavetz Chaim in Shaaret Zion Oz Dala brings down an interesting discussion. He says, you only yotzei the first bracha over here, so what about Shaar brachos? Do you have to say them or not? So he says, yeah, of course you have to say the other brachos. Now, what happens if you don't say the other brachos? Are they ma'akev one to the other or not? So this is a very interesting discussion that the Shaaret Zion discusses elsewhere, and we can see this in Deir Shifut number 6. Shenechlikwa poskim im ha-brachos shebebirchas ha-mozum ma'akvo zuzu. Are the brachos of benching ma'akev? In other words, if you only know one of them, should you say that one and not say the others? Or, no, if you can't say all three, then don't waste your time. So that's the question that he raises. And he says, it's a machlokes over here. One opinion says, Shemisha eni yodeh levarech achas min ha-brachos lo yirach klal. If you're not going to be able to say all the three brachos, then don't bother. You're not gaining anything by saying one of them. But the other opinion says, Yeshomim shetzorach levarech al koponim, it's a brachos yodeh. You bench what you can. If you only know one bracha, say one. You only know two brachas, say two. If you know all the brachas, gezunt hay, very good. How do we paskin ladina? So he brings down, sheim ochal kidei sviya, if a person ate sviya, which makes him obligated min ha-Torah to bench, so he says, yesh lahachmul avarachas ha-brachas yodea. Better in that situation to at least say the bracha, the blessing that you do know, even if you don't know all of them. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, the birchas aretz, in the second bracha, L'harosh lo yomar shin chalto l'avosenu eretz chemda v'chule, and that means chalto l'avosenu eretz chemda tova urchava, and then say the words bris v'torah. In other words, according to this version that the Rosh says don't do, but according to this version, they would say in the benching shin chalto l'avosenu eretz chemda tova urchava bris v'torah. The Rosh says don't say that. Why? Shari omer, because we're going to say in the next sentence, so we'll mention Bris and Torah in the very next words, so therefore you don't have to say them before you mention them in the second verse. It's enough to say it one time. You don't have to say Shechat L'Sein Eretz Chem Tov Rechova Bris V'Torah, because you're going to say anyway, that's the opinion of the Rosh. However, the Mechaber brings down the Rambam, the Rambam disagrees. How do we paskin? The Rambam says, Hagav v'divrei harosh heim ikra. The words of the Rosh, not to say brisu Torah twice, so to say, that is the proper way to do it, and that's, of course, what we find in our nusach of benching. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay writes, ki b'nuschasam hayakosam. According to the nusach of the Rambam, which the Rosh says is wrong, and he says that they used to say, shinchat l'avosenu eretz chem de tovo urchava bris v'torah. Why? Because the Gemara says you have to say Bris and Torah. The Alzer Kos of Rosh, and therefore the Rosh writes the Lo Yomar. You don't have to say Bris v'Torah. That's not what it meant in the Gemara. Shari Yomar Achakak, because in a moment you're going to say Al Bris Chosh Chasam Taviv Sarenu V'Al Torah Sichosh Liman Etanu. That which the Gemara said, Tzorach Shiyaskir Ba Bris V'Torah, when the Gemara says you specifically have to mention Bris and Torah, it didn't mean the words Bris and Torah, it meant the concepts. Ad Bris Choshech Asamtev Sereni V'Al Taros Choshli Manetanu. Hainu, Ha'inyan Shel Bris V'Torah, the subject of Bris and Torah, which you're doing, Kimo Shanu Omrim Ad Bris Cha V'Chule. Lo tevos mamish, not the words bris and Torah mamish, but the two ideas of al bris choshech asamta v'sarenu, the al Torah sechah shuli manitonu. As we'll see in tomorrow's shir, saying bris and Torah, or the concepts of al bris choshech and al Torah sechah, the concepts of bris and Torah are essential and critical, and if a person doesn't mention them, he has to repeat the benching. This will conclude today's shir.